Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Lord's house. Oh, what a wonderful day we got. We had sunshine. Now we got some rain coming. I love it. I love it. We need rain so bad. God is good all the time. Really, the only announcement I've got that came from Belinda, of course. Belinda is always on top of it. We need some volunteers coming up on Sundays in the nursery. If you feel led to do that, please step forward. Okay, let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth. John 4:24. If you would, join me in prayer, please. Our Father, once again, we are delighted to be in your house, Lord. We come to your house to lift you up, Lord, and to lift your name in praise and thank you for the many, many gifts that you give us, Lord. We recognize that you are way too good for us, but we love everything you do for us, Lord, and we ask that you be with us through this service. In his name, amen.
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Let the name of the Lord be praised in every situation. Stand and sing with us.
The Lord, blessed be your time. God is good. Fear not, says the Lord, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Good morning to everyone. The Lord is good. All the time. We keep praying for revival. Amen. And so we are excited that we are in the house of the Lord today, that we can praise the Lord. And I know we have people that are in our hearts definitely want to be praying for Bert. I don't know if you got the news about him. We need to pray for him. We're launching new ministries. We're going into Fort Valley State this week as well with backpacks. We need to pray for that, and we'll be doing that after the service. And then also we'll have a little debriefing about Vacation Bible School as well. There's a lot of things happening at First Baptist Church. Amen? God is at work. Amen? God is at work. And we just got to join him in what he's already doing. So who's in your heart this morning? Just voice the person, please. Father, our hearts are filled, Father, some with joy, some with sorrow, some with pain. And we present ourselves before you this morning, Father, and we lift all of these folks up to you. Father, we pray that you comfort them. We pray, Lord, that you strengthen them. Father, we pray, Lord, that you provide for some of them. Father, we thank you, Father, you are the miracle worker, and Father, some are very ill, and they need a miracle. Father, will you do a miracle in their lives? Father, we are so thankful for what you're doing in the life of our church. Father, you got us busy, and we are excited for what you are doing in our midst. Father, may you, O Lord, be glorified and exalted. May we glorify you. We glorify you today in Christ's name. Amen.
Mr. Dan Harrelson has asked me on several occasions to sing this next song, and I hate that he's not here, so I guess we're going to have to do it again in the near future. Then we who are still alive will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Was going to fly on off back there. he was praising and flapping. Praising and flapping. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
You may be seated. Trust in Him. Time for Children's Church.
So good to be in the house of the Lord. It's great to praise Him. Can't wait to get to heaven. We're going to praise Him day and night. For 30 minutes, there was silence. Can you imagine that? We're going to be praising the Lord, exalting His name. We're going to be in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're going to be talking about the time to ask the wise. Time to ask the wise. And there's a lot of things happening in the life of our church, and we are excited about what God is doing and where He's moving us. And so we are really excited. I want to just make a brief presentation. I want to thank Miss Cindy and Brother Jack. I know Brother Jack's not here, but I did not realize, and it's my mistake, that they were co-directors with Miss Belinda. So I'm going to ask my wife. She's back. You don't have to come forward, Miss Cindy, but just know that we love you. We appreciate you, and we're praying for y'all. And thank you very, very much for your leadership. Countless hours in preparation. If you are involved in VBS, it takes a lot of time, a lot of preparation. And not only that, it's picking up materials. And we are thankful and grateful for those churches who have helped us with their resources. And so it's like one uses them, and then they send them to another church, and we all are blessed by it. So we are really excited about the possibility of partnership. In the book of Ecclesiastes, we are in chapter 3, and we're going to read 1 and 2. I'm going to ask you to stand in reverence to God's holy word. Said to everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Father, for speaking to us. And thank you for all your love for us, the way you take care of us, the way you guide us, Father. We are thankful for your provision. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Father, that you are with us in those low moments, Father, when folks, Father, you take them home, Father, but it hurts us. We are hurt by the separation that they're no longer with us. We pray for comfort for those who have lost loved ones, especially for the family of Miss Angela. We pray for the family, and we pray for comfort for them by knowing that we're just in line, Father. So help us, Lord, to learn to live wisely. Father, as we dive in your word, we're going to study about a man who asked for wisdom. He didn't ask for anything. His name was Solomon. And so, Father, let us learn from him. So today we ask the wise in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. When I make decisions, probably the last 20 years of ministry, the Lord has led me to inquire, kind of have a little huddle of folks who kind of invest in me and care for me and pray for me. I have three folks. One is in Colorado, beautiful Colorado. And then I have one down in South Georgia and one here in the area. Every time I try to make decisions, I try to consult them and ask them. And the Lord just kind of affirms and reaffirms that this is the path, the direction that I am to take. First, because they have experience, they demonstrate godliness through the years, and always, of course, they have a desire for my well-being. Today, this man, Solomon, walked with the Lord. He's walked with the Lord. And as we look forward, we look at our vision, and we think about being a family of faith that glorifies God. We are family. We hurt for one another. We care for one another. We need to be praying for one another because we are the family. We are the family of faith. That's what we are. Of course, the background, Solomon wrote this wonderful book. How many of you read the book of Ecclesiastes? Have you ever read the book of Ecclesiastes? It's great. And, of course, Ecclesiastes means the assembly or the preacher. It's one who is addressing, and this is the word Ecclesiastes, come from the Greek word, rather, ecclesia, which means the church, the called out ones. And the timing of when this book was written, it is critical, because when it was written in the 1935 before Christ, but it's also the timing of when Solomon wrote it. He's come up in age and he's looking back. It's almost like you're doing your rear view mirror and you're looking back. And now we get the beauty and get the essence of the way he viewed life. And so he had something interesting because when God said, "What do you want, Solomon?" He said, "All I want is to be wise." And of course, we need to be careful even when we ask for too much wisdom. I think the pride crept in, and of course he later, of course, disobeyed God. He told him not to marry foreign women, and he did. And then he was even worshiping the idols that the women. I don't know how he did it. Think about it, 900 women. How many of you, I won't ask, don't raise your hands, are struggling with one woman, one lady? Just one. Now think about 900. And you have a thermostat. One would say it's too hot. The other said it's too cold. Now think about 900 of them. Don't raise your hands and don't say amen, please, man. I want you to go home safe today. But there is two major ideas here, of course, in the book and throughout the book. In chapter 1 through 6, he comes to the conclusion, he said, all is vanity. All is vanity. You know, and sometimes we get so uptight about things here on earth, about materialism, about homes and properties and documents. And Solomon would say, if you talk to him at the end of his life, he said, it's all vanity. It's all vanity. But then in the second part of the book, chapter 7 through 12, he comes to the conclusion, and he said, death is better than life. Death is better than life. Of course, no more stress. No more pain. And he was looking ahead and he said, I can't wait to get to heaven. No more taxes. No more questioning who you're going to vote for. And if you vote, why did you vote? None of that. Heaven awaits us. No more insurance or copays. No more surgeries. No more funerals. No more pain of any kind. Jesus said that we will be like the angels. We'll get a new body. You don't have to worry about our weight anymore. I've been trying to lose weight all year, and it's such a struggle. I don't have to worry about that. Solomon would say, death is better than life. So, there's a couple of words here that are they're all over the book. One is man, it appears. See, we have a technological problem here. But labor, there's man 47 times. And then we have labor 36 times. And then also under the sun appears 30 times. And then vanity appears 37 times. And then, of course, evil appears 22 times. And here is the word wise. This is why we're asking the wise. Wise or wisdom appears 52 times. So this is a book about wisdom. If you want to receive and achieve wisdom, I encourage you to read very slowly the book of Ecclesiastes. So, what, and let me see, we got a problem here, technological again, I'm sorry. So the first thing, you got to enjoy your blessings today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, every day is a blessing from the Lord. You know, some people say, I thank you, Lord, for another day. It's not another day. It's a new day. What happened yesterday is not going to happen again today. God has something else for us today. So every day is a blessing from the Lord. And every day, regardless if it's lightning or thundering or snowing or whatever is happening, is coming from God. And we should be thankful for God and to God for the blessing that we have today. Today is the day that God has made. It's a blessing from God. Enjoy it. Enjoy the blessing that God has given you. Enjoy today. But not only are we to enjoy today, but we are also to fear the Lord. The concept of fear in the scripture is different than what you and I think. When we think about fear, we think a plane is going to come through, Fort Valley is going to land in my house. That's what sometimes we think about fear. But Proverbs 1:7 says, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. We love God so much that we don't want to do anything to dishonor him. It may be more a biblical definition of the fear of the Lord. Psalm 111:10 says, fear, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And all of those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Solomon would say, fear the Lord. Also, Solomon would say, keep his word. Keep his word. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. So Solomon would say, enjoy today. Solomon would say, fear the Lord. Keep his word. So how should you and I live our lives today? How should we live our lives today? Well, first of all, we got to enjoy life. We have to enjoy life. Enjoy what you have. Quit complaining. Enjoy the life God has given you. I enjoy the life God has given me. I need to enjoy the life God gives me. Because God loves me. He loves you. Because God wants us to love him. In Matthew 22:36-40, talks about the two greatest commandments. And we are to love God with all of our hearts and all of our minds. But the second one is that we need to love one another. It doesn't mean that we need to try to understand one another. It doesn't have to understand that we have to agree on everything. But the Lord tells us that we need to love one another. We are all different. We are all different. Even if we come from the same mother and father, we are all different. But God loves us. He cares for us just the way we are. So we need to enjoy life. We need to wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord, for this day that you have given me. Thank you, Lord, that I can open my eyes. Lord, thank you that I can get out of this bed and walk. And if you have a job, Lord, thank you for this job that you've given me. Pray for your boss and your co-workers. Enjoy your day. Solomon would say, enjoy life. Enjoy it. One of the things that we need to learn to enjoy, so we can fulfill the enjoyment, is to experience freedom. We need to learn to experience freedom. Ephesians 4:32 says, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." We are to experience freedom by forgiving one another. We all make mistakes, and we need to learn to forgive. Freedom brings is a joy when we forgive, and we are forgiven. We experience freedom. You know, there are people who are upset, and they've been upset for 30 years. It's got to let it go. Paul said, "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and moving forward to what's ahead." It's ahead. It's behind us. We can't fix it. If you got blamed for breaking a vase, you can't go back and get it. I mean, you can go and buy another one, but it's not the same one. It's over. We got to learn to enjoy life. We got to learn to enjoy life. You know, it's so much stress sometimes when we know we have problems with other folks. It's so stressful, and it's so great to know that you're free. You can get up in the morning and you praise the Lord and you have your breakfast and everything, and you know your soul is clear. It feels so good. Solomon would say, be free. Enjoy life. Quit complaining. Don't complain. Right now, there are folks right here in Fort Valley complaining about the weather right now. Amen? But this is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord woke you up this morning. It wasn't church. It wasn't Sunday school. The good Lord and His goodness woke us up this morning. And this is why we're here. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Enjoy to the max. Solomon would say, enjoy your life. Everything else is vanity. Everything else, life is a circle, he says. Generations come and generations go. And we go back to the same thing. What you are doing and you're killing yourself and you're fighting over, once you and I depart this world, somebody, they're going to hire somebody else to do the same thing again. That's what Solomon is saying. Generations come, generations go. Enjoy. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the life that God has given you. The second thing Solomon would say, if we ask him, Solomon, what do you suggest? Enjoy your life. And the second thing he would say, he would say, know God before it's too late. Know God before it's too late. In the book of Ecclesiastes, if you go to chapter 12, listen to what he says in chapter 12. He said, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. He's saying, know the Creator. You need to know the Creator. See, we were created for relationship. We were created unto the image of God for relationship. That's what we were created for from the very beginning. Adam and Eve, Genesis 2:25, Adam and his wife were both naked. They felt no shame. It was clear, transparent communication with God and each other. There were no lies. There was nothing being hidden from God. This is the way that God wants the relationship with us. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to have a relationship with the Lord. Do you know God today? Solomon would say, know God before you close your eyes. Know God before you close your eyes. Restore the relationship with God. God is looking for you to mend the relationship. This is what Solomon would say. He would say, enjoy your life. He would say, make sure you fix your relationship with the Lord. Make sure that you do all these things. But then he finishes and says, fear God and keep His commandments. 12:11 says, for the words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails, given by one shepherd. And further, my son, acknowledge by these, of making many books, there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. The scripture tells us that after death, there will be judgment. We need to be mindful of what the Lord has left in His word. We need to pay attention how we're walking with God today. Romans 14:12 says, so then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Solomon would say, be careful how you walk. If there are things that you've done in your life, talk to God. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He is willing to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. The day is coming. 2 Corinthians 5:10. And this applies to us, the church, the Christians. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. It's coming. I wish I could tell you that it ends right here. But it doesn't. I'm not here to scare people. But woe is me if I don't preach the word. Sometimes truth is confrontational. We're not here to be like. We're here to be proclaim the word of God. Some folks may not like you because you have these kind of convictions. But number one, I didn't write it. You didn't write it. God did. This is what awaits us. We need to humble ourselves before God. We need to talk to the men upstairs, like some people say. And we can make it right or change the direction of where we're going. Tell the Lord to show us, to guide us. We need to ask God for wisdom. Sometimes we keep making the same mistakes over and over again because we don't ask for wisdom. You could be a Christian. You can come to church. And we can make awful decisions. James says, you don't have wisdom because you don't ask. God expects us to ask for wisdom. And he will give it to us. Father, we thank you so much for today. We give you, oh Lord, all honor and all glory. Father, we are excited that this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful for the life that you give us. For you are the giver of life. Job said, Jehovah gave, Jehovah took away. But today you gave it to us. And we are grateful. We are grateful. We are thankful for the life that you give us every day. Thank you, Father, for our families. Thank you for our family of faith. Thank you for our husbands and wives, and thank you for our children that you have blessed us with. Thank you for our homes and our cars and for our jobs. Father, we are thankful to you for all the blessings and all good things come from you, Lord. We are thankful today. Father, learn us. Help us to learn from the wise. Help us to learn from those who walk the walk and talk the talk, for those who strive to live a holy life. Father, thank you for Solomon. And Father, we learn from his mistakes. And Father, we are thankful, Father, that you love us and you care for us, and that you don't give us the things according to our behavior, our conduct, but rather that your grace goes beyond us and you take care of us. And even when we don't deserve it, you still love us. You still take care of us. Maybe today there's someone here who does not know God. We were created. You created us for relationship, relationship with one another, but especially relationship with you. This is the wise thing to do. If you do not know Christ, this is the day of salvation. This is another day that God has extended you in your life for you to repent and give your life to Christ. He loves you. Don't play with eternity. There's anyone here today that you say, I want to give my life to Christ. Just where you are, just stand up. Just stand up and say, I want to give my life to Christ today. I can't play with that. Solomon would say, don't play with it, for judgment is coming. Anybody here today? Maybe you're watching us on Facebook, and you have not trusted Christ as your personal Savior. Today is a day of salvation. It's another day. It's a beautiful day that God has given you to give your life to him. You were made for relationship. The praise team leads us. What's in your heart? This.
Stand and sing.
Jesus, my Lord,
now I belong to Jesus.
Thank you so much. As the praise team was leading us, the Holy Spirit was reminding me. I sang that song when I got baptized. Wow. Thank you. Twin sisters. We give God the glory. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. God is good. Remember, go and enjoy life. John 10:10 says that he has given us life and life abundant. Go and enjoy it. Enjoy your life. We have some housekeeping matters, so if you can kindly sit down, please. We got a few things that we need to discuss real brief. We have an opportunity. God has opened a door. And when God opens the door, we are going to go through it. Inside these boxes right here, we have backpacks. God has sent them to us. How many do we have?
700
backpacks for free.
No charge of shipping either.
No shipping. Free shipping. Praise the Lord. Now let me tell you what God is doing. God, let me... Let